Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, which came first? Were the spirits already in the house, or did they come in with some objects they brought home?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We sure like to hear your real ghost stories, so if you have one, and let's face it, chances are you do, let's hear it. You can call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can get an ad-free version of the show if you want to do that. You can get advanced episodes, access to the entire archive, which, by the way, is massive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hi, Kathy Gordon.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
Good. You and I have talked about this before, about bringing in items into your home, especially older things, about can they be haunted? Are they haunted? I don't know. So I just don't deal with that. I don't bring in anything like
you
that.
Don't. You are throwing really great stuff away because you're scared it will have something attached to it.
I think the last thing I brought home was someone gave me a life-size bust of Abe Lincoln. But she bought it at an estate sale, and the guy was a big Abe Lincoln fan, but he had died. And then I had it in my office for the longest time at work, and I just couldn't bring it home. And I came across the original story when we talked about it on Real Ghost Stories. And I brought it in. I left it sit in my office like 2 weeks, brought it in my house, and my dog Buddy looked at it and started growling. He didn't know what it was. Then I was really convinced, oh my God, this thing is haunted. But I don't think it is. I have it. It's fine. It's really cool. I think it's pretty awesome now. But I like kept thinking, you know, I set it down. I'm like, I swear he's watching me everywhere I go.
Well, I do think, though, spirits could be attached to things.
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
I definitely think that's a possibility, that you can go to an estate sale and pick something up, or, you know, any number of ways that you end up with something. But I think it could happen.
Well, and this story today is interesting because she had come home from a trip to Africa. So you ready to give it a listen?
Yeah.
Here you go.
My name's Christina. I'm from Houston, Texas. So the story I have to tell, I want to give a little background just in case it might have, y'all think it might have something to do with it. The house I grew up in, my parents lived there for like 25 years. Someone was murdered there. And it was, I mean, it was haunted. Like small things would happen. Mainly the staircase, people would always feel like they're either being watched or kind of pushed or chased down the staircase. I mean, but we never really thought anything of it. It could have just been a really creepy staircase. But I mean, other things happen. We'd hear voices sometimes and you kind of see something, but nothing ever really big. And then later on, we found out that someone was murdered in the house because the real estate agent didn't disclose that to my parents when they bought it. When our house flooded, we pulled up the carpet. And there was a huge brown stain on the cement in the middle of the living room. He was murdered. The guy was, like, shot in the head with a shotgun. They tried to stage it as a suicide, but he was like, shot in the back of the head or something. Like, he couldn't commit suicide. Anyways, I won't get too far into that. The story is when me and my friend moved in together in Austin. So she had just got back from Africa doing some, like, charity work. And all of our stuff in the apartment was decorated with all this cool stuff she had got from Africa. It was this real cool bohemian look, you know. And pretty much immediately stuff started happening. Like, you would be in the living room and kind of hear like a bang. Not really a bang, but, you know, plastic came the wall. You'd go in and the top of the trash can would be on the other side of the kitchen. And you would think that, you know, it would be like maybe the trash can was on too tight and it popped off. But it was actually the wrong top to the can. So it was like way too big. There was no way it could have popped off and then flown across the room. So also you would try to open a door sometimes and it would fight back with you. Like it would feel like, not just like it was the door was stuck. It would feel like there was someone on the other side of the door pulling it the other way. And you would have to fight with it for a second and then it would just stop. You could open the door and there would be nothing there. So that was always really scary. So there were a lot of small things like that, but there was a couple of real big things. Like there was one day I was home by myself and I heard the front door open, and my roommate came home, and, you know, she's in the living room of the kitchen kind of talking to me, saying, like, hey, you know, I'm home from school or work. I forget which one it was. But she was home, like, an hour early. So I remember asking her, you know, hey, why are you home early? And she told me why. I don't remember what it was. And so whatever, we did that short little conversation. I kept doing what I was doing. Everything goes on my computer. And then like an hour later, the time where she normally comes home, I hear the front door open and she comes to my room and says like, hey, I'm home. And then starts talking to me. I'm like, yeah, I know you're home. Like, we already talked about you've been home for a while. And so obviously she's confused. I'm confused. You know, I tell her what happened and we're just really confused. I mean, I think she's fucking with me. She thinks I'm fucking with her. I mean, it got to the point we started getting really freaked out and like had to promise each other, like, I promise I'm not fucking with you. And we were actually so scared that night we slept in her room with her. Anyway, so that was the only time that kind of thing ever happened. That was, we really freaked us out, but I mean, what are you going to do? We just kept living there. Then one of the other big things was there was one morning I woke up and I always went to sleep with my light off, but I woke up and my light was on. So, I mean, that's not that weird. I mean, on, I could have turned it on and forgot or something. I don't know. Well, I stand up and I had like a round light fixture, you know, over the light bulb, and it just, that and the light bulbs just exploded like all over me. I was covered in glass. There's glass all over the floor, just completely exploded. Another weird thing is I wasn't cut at all. So we got an electrician to come check it out. And he said there was no reason, there was nothing wrong. There was no reason why it should have exploded. He even showed me, like he said, with the wires, there was no shorts, there was no anything like that. He even showed me the light bulbs, where normally, I guess when like a light bulb goes out, there's a little flint thing there that burns up. Those weren't even, like it wasn't burnt. There was no, you know, signs of anything like electrical happening. It just exploded. So, that was really freaky. That went on for like 3 months, just a lot of weird stuff. And then I just kind of settled down. I mean, the trash can thing continued to happen. And what was really weird is no one ever saw it happen. And it's not like the ghosts or the spirits were shy, because, I mean, they'd fight with you at the door. It exploded glass in my face. It talked to me. But no one ever got to see the trash can top actually fly off. You always just heard it and then saw it. But anyway, so, I mean, we kind of figured that maybe since the stuff was from Africa, there were spirits attached to it, and it just took them a while to kind of, like, settle in, because really, after 3 months, almost all the stuff stopped. I mean, there was a few little small things, but none of that big, scary stuff that was happening happened again. So, whatever, we lived there for the rest of the lease, and in other apartments I've had, there's always been, how do I explain it? I don't know if it's attached to me, but it's been in multiple apartments where I'd wake up and there would just be a man standing in the closet doorway in one particular apartment I'm thinking of. It used to freak me out. I got my roommate to switch rooms with me. I didn't tell her why she switched rooms. But after we did that, it stopped. But then she started waking up and freaking out, waking me up, telling me that she saw the same thing. And I had never told her about like the man in the closet. And she was seeing the same thing. So I don't know if it stayed in that room for some reason, but then when I would move to a different apartment, the same thing would start happening. Eventually it stopped. I mean, I've had two apartments, my past two apartments it hasn't happened in, and it hasn't happened in my new house now, but I don't know what that's about. But anyways, thank you. I'm sorry if this went on kind of long, because there's kind of like three stories jammed in there, but I'd love to hear this on your podcast. I don't know if I'll be able to listen to it, because I hate the sound of my own voice, but anyways, I would love to have y'all, you know, hear what y'all think about it. And y'all are the only thing that gets me through my work night shift. And, it's almost the second I clock in, I pop my wireless headphones in and listen to y'all all night. But anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you.
Bye. I think that's so funny. She's like, I hate the sound of my own voice. I think she has a perfectly great voice.
Me too. She's got a terrific voice. Right? I think we all hate the sound
of
our own
voice.
We are
all super judgy of our own voices.
Well, ourselves in general.
Oh, that's true. Yes, there's a lot of things we judge ourselves over all the time.
Yeah, but what do you think? I was thinking, as she was talking, it was maybe something was more attached to her. What do you think?
You know, I think there's a combination of things, because it did really ramp up around the time they got the new apartment. Her roommate brought in all these things from her travels from Africa, and I don't know what the things were. But I'm like, maybe there was something attached to them that moved on. But I also think what's attached to her is a different thing.
Well, and she started out in that murder house.
I know. It's funny because she sounds like a super pleasant, like, hey, guys, sort of voice. And then she's like, hey, and we lived in a house where someone was murdered and it wasn't disclosed. And Which I think is crazy because we've had conversations about that so recently.
I know. And I was just looking that up to see where Texas fell in this. And Texas says it's not required to disclose anything.
I think you should know.
I do too.
And then what's really creepy, the house gets flooded. They have to pull up the carpet and there's some big red stain. Like, have we been living like this? It just feels weird.
I mean, that's why I wonder if whatever it was with her that she brought it when she came from that murder house. And I did have to laugh she said that, she goes, you know, there were lots of little things that happened. Like, you know, the staircase was weird. Like, you might feel like you were getting pushed down the stairs. And I was like, that is not a little thing at all.
And then the big things.
Yeah. And then the big things.
Light bulb exploding. I could see that maybe could happen. Maybe you had a defective light bulb. I don't know. But if
it could be.
The globe, I think it was in some sort of, you know, light fixture, they both exploded. That's the weird part. If the light bulb exploded, that's one thing. At least the way I took it was both those things exploded and she had glass all over herself. So that's weird to me.
Yeah, dangerous. Extremely. Yeah, there were some dangerous things that I thought suggested something dark. But I'm glad that whatever it was, it has not bothered her for a while.
Then she said she lived in with that roommate and then saw the man the closet. Yeah. And then let's switch rooms. And then the roommate sees the man in the closet. So that wasn't just her.
Because she hadn't told the roommate.
So hypothetical. If you saw a man in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it was something that was kind of familiar to her, maybe a little bit, like maybe she had felt like something had followed her previously. And then you tell me, hey, can we switch rooms? Then I see a man in a closet. Would you feel more scared or kind of more, okay, great, it's not just me?
So you think it's scared or validated?
Yeah.
Well, scared, I think probably both. Or,
yeah.
Because you're going to feel a little bit validated that it wasn't you just losing your mind. But on the other hand, man, now I am really scared because it's for real.
Yeah, because now it's not your imagination.
Right.
Oh, and what about that other story where she's at home by herself and her roommate comes in early from work, is like, hey, and she's talking to her.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And then the roommate really does come in.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird.
That was really strange.
That part almost makes me think, could that be connected with some of the things she brought in? Or could that be connected with like the man in the closet sort of thing?
Or is there some weird space-time weird continuum thing where,
like Twilight Zone.
You know, there's a wrinkle in time kind of thing, you know, where this, you're seeing something that's going to be happening.
Or is it a mimicking ghost? You know, they do that shit.
That there's they could just pretend to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm. We shared a story on here that I talked with a woman about for the Grave Talks, and the ghost mimicked her.
Gosh.
Which would be really scary.
They could wreak all kinds of havoc doing that.
Well, especially since you're just at home and you know your roommate's normal time, so she gets off work at 5. She's usually home by 5:20, walks in the door and that door and sets her purse there. Like, you know, the routine.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine, though, like a ghost that could be you? Like, they could make your life miserable. Like, they could walk up to somebody and say, I hate you so-and-so because you're whatever, right? And then you walk up and go,
that was so mean, Kathy. I hate you so-and-so because you're whatever.
Well, you know, fill in the blanks, okay?
Okay, I got you.
And then you walk in the door 10 minutes later and everybody's mad at you.
And I'm like, I wasn't even here.
And they're like, oh, yeah, right. Like, you were just standing there telling us we're all, you know, ugly or whatever. I don't know what you do. I mean, could you imagine the trouble they could get you in? I mean, you could end up in prison. Now you got me really worried about things, Carol.
Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, become a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. If you do that, you can try it 3 days free. See if you like it. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.